היי, שלום. היי,
בוקר טוב,
דליה,
בוקר
בוקר טוב. לאה,
טוב,
מצוין, כולנו פה. אנחנו
יופי,
סוזן בארצות
טוב,
הברית.
כן,
כן, דיברתי איתה אתמול, שלשום. באיזה יום אנחנו? יום שלישי עשינו חברותה. בארצות הברית, יואו! היי, שלום, how you doing?
אוקיי.
פנטסטיק, ברוך השם, אני חייבת לספר לכם, החתונה של שלום ויוכבד היה עד לב השמיים ממש.
יפה, יפה.
משהו, משהו, זו החתונה הכי מרגשת שהייתי בחיים שלי, אה?
אז אנחנו בזמן השפע ברכות, השבע ברכות.
בזמן השבע ברכות אנחנו.
יופי.
אז אנחנו נלמד היום בזכות שלום ויוכבד. יש שהשלום שביניהם יתפשט לכל העולם כולו.
אמן.
אמן.
זה היה משהו, משהו, משהו. אין מילים, אין מילים.
רק שמחות, רק שמחות.
אמן, אמן, אמן. אוקיי, סוף, ושלום אני יוכבד. ריבון עולמים ואדוני אדונים, אברהמן וסליחות. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, בקידה בהשתחוויה, שקרבתנו לתורתך ולעבודתך עבודת הקודש, ונתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה, מה אנו ומה חיינו, אשר עשיתי עמנו חסד גדול כזה. על כן אנחנו מפילים תחנוננו לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ועוונותינו, ויהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לביניך. וכן יהיו הצאן מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, שתכונן את לבבינו ליראתך ולבטחה. תקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבבינו הראל בסודות תורתך, ויהיה לימודנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כיסא כבודך קרח ניחוח, שתציל עלינו עול מקור נשמתנו בכל בחינתנו, שיתנוצצו ניצוצות עבודיך הקדושים, אשר על ידם גלית דבריך אלה בעולם, וזכותם, וזכות אבותם, וזכות תורתם ותמימותם וקדושתם, יעמוד לנו לבל ניכשל בדברים אלו. ובזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים, כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיני ואביט הנפלאות מתורתך, כי אדוני יתן חכמה מפיו, דעת ותבונה. יהיו לו עצינו מפי, והגיון לבי לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. אמן, כן יהיו עצון, וונדפול. I am so high, I'm still as high as anything from your wedding. I'm so high, unbelievable, really unbelievable.
So are we, so are we.
Oh my gosh, unbelievable. Okay. אנחנו ב... I can't find my book this morning, so I've got another copy. As I said, any poem with Suyan it on my com, because it's not a sefer that I'm going to use. It's just that I don't find the sefer of my girl. Why?
Lamed Tet.
Lamed Tet. Ah, נכון, מצוין. אז עשינו למעלה, נכון?
כן.
מעולה. והסברנו ודיברנו הרבה, צריך לעשות למטה. זה נכון? כן. כן, כן, כן. מצוין. אוקיי, שלום, בכבוד.
באיזה פרק אני לא...
אוקיי, ונתבאר בקטע למתת.
למתת.
כן.
לפי כך, אחר שהמסך... אני לא חושב אני מסוגל אותו היום. אני עייף מדי.
זה בסדר, אנחנו סומכים עליך.
שמישהו אחר יקרא.
אוקיי, עליה.
ברור שלום?
לא, לא, תקריא למעלה קודם, תמיד טוב להתקשר עם הבעל הסולם, כי אחרת אנחנו לא יודעים על מה הבעל הרב ברוך מדבר.
אוקיי.
מעולה.
ונתבאר שמכוח הביטוש דאור מקיף באור פנימי, חזר המסך דמלכות המסיימת להיות לבחינת מסך ומלכות המזדווגת. כי הביטוש דאור מקיף תיהר את המסך המסיים מכל האביות הגוף שהייתה בו, ולא נשארו בו רק רשימות דקות מהאביות ההיא השוות לאביות המסך דראש. ונודע שהשתוות הצורה מדביקה ומייחדת הרוחניים זה בזה. לפיכך, לאחר שהמסך דגוף השווה צורת אביותו למסך דראש, הנה תכף נכלל בו ונעשה עמו כאילו היו מסך אחד. ואז קיבל כוח לזיווג דהקאה כמו מסך דראש, ויצאו עליו עשר ספירות דקומה החדשה כנן. אמנם יחד עם זיווגו זה, נתחדשו בו במסך דגוף הרשימות דאביות דגוף שהיו בו מתחילה. ואז חזר וניכר בו שוב שינוי הצורה באיזה שיעור בינו למסך דראש הנכלל עמו. והכר של שינוי הזה מבדילהו ומוציאהו מהפה דראש העליון. כי אחר שחזר וניכר מקורו הראשון שהוא מפה ולמטה דעליון, הנה אז אינו יכול לעמוד עוד למעלה מפה דעליון. ושינוי הצורה מפריד הרוחניים זה מזה. ונמצא שהוכרח לרד משם למקום שמפה ולמטה עד העליון. ולפיכך נבחן בהכרח לגוף שני כלפי העליון. כי אפילו הראש של הקומה החדשה נבחן כלפי העליון כגופו בלבד, להיותו נמשך ממסך דגוף שלו. ולפיכך שינוי הצורה הזה מבדיל אותם לבית גופים נבדלים. וכיוון שהקומה החדשה היא כולה תולדה של המסך דגוף של הפרצוף הקודם, על כן נחשבת כבן אליו וכמו ענף הנמשך ממנו.
מעולה, בסדר גמור, יופי, תודה. So I'll just translate it quickly for anybody who needs. And we have explained that from the power of the kicking of the Or Mekif against the Or Pnimi, the Masach Amalchut the Masayemet, which was finishing the goof and stops the light from coming in, again returns to be with the aspect, have the aspect of the Masach Malchut Mizdaveget. Because the kicking of the Or Mekif purifies the Masach HaMesayem from all the desire of the goof which is in it, and there's only very subtle reshimot, impressions left from that desire, and these are equivalent to the oviyot of the Masach Derosh. And it's known that affinity of form makes two spiritual entities cling and stick one to another, unites them. And therefore, once the Masach Deguf has made, has equalized its, the form of its giving, of its, whatever it's, you know, of its oviyot to the Masach Derosh, it's now giving like the Masach Derosh, it's straight away included together with it, and becomes with it as if it was one masach. And then it receives the power to make a new relationship with the light, a new zivug d'haka'a, just as if it was a masach d'rosh. And now goes forth from it the ten sfiyot d'koma chadasha, as we spoke. However, together with this zivug, nitchadshu bo b'masach d'guf, harishimot d'oviyot d'guf shayu bo mitzchila. The reshimot of the Masach Deguf, of the Ovid Deguf, again wake up again. It now remembers, now it's starting to receive the light, because it's now Malbisha to Or Elyon. It says, wow, I'm really a Masach Deguf, okay? And is then again recognized within it the change of form in this in a certain measure between the change of form that is now between it and the Masach Derosh again. And this recognition of this change of form separates it and brings it out from the Pe de Rosh de Elyon. And once it is again, because once it recognizes its first source, which is from the Pe and the Mata de Elyon, it can no longer be above the Pe de Elyon, because the Masach Deguf originates from the Pe de Elyon and below, and something cannot go above its source, okay? It can never be higher than its source. It can only be from its source and below. Okay. And because change of form separates these two spiritual entities, one from the other, from another, it has to go down from there to the place to the of the pair and below. And therefore, it is discerned to be a second body with regard to the Elyon. For even the head of the new Koma is actually like the body of the Elyon. For even the head of the new Koma is like the body of the Elyon alone. It's in relationship to the Elyon, like only like a body, not like a head. Because it comes from the Masach de Guf Shelo. However, this change of form separates them into two complete spiritual entities. And since the new Koma is a consequence of the Masach de Guf of the previous Paltzuf, it's considered like a son to it and like a branch which comes from it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in order to really understand this whole piece, we really do need to understand what are Rishimot. But he hasn't talked about them yet. So there are little questions in there about how does it know how much to get and how does it know on what Zivug Lasot eta Zivug HaChadash. ולמה הוא לא עושה את הזיווג על בחינה ד' שוב פעם? וכל השאלות האלה, אבל כל השאלות האלה באמת שייכים לעניין הרשימות. וכיוון שבעל הסולם עוד לא דיבר על זה, אני מעדיפה לחכות עם זה עד שהוא מדבר על זה. ואז אנחנו באמת נבין יותר לעומק את הסיבות למה הוא בוחר בבחינה ג' ולא בבחינה ד' שוב, אוקיי? Any questions? שאלות? Okay, we're going to go over this many times, so don't panic too much if you don't get it. All right, Lamatet, Lamata.
אוקיי. לפיכך, אחר שהמסך דגוף השווה צורת אביותו למסך דראש, הנה תכף נכלל בו ונעשה עמו כאילו היו מסך אחד. ואז קיבל כוח לזיווג דעקה כמו מסך דראש, ויצאו עליו העשר ספירות דקומה החדשה. פירוש, המסך דטבור שהוא מסך דגוף הפסיק לקבל, משום שאין לו כוחות התגברות. לכן חוזר לשורשו שהוא הראש, כפי שהיה מטרם שירד לגוף. ושם הוא נכלל במלכות הראש. ושם הוא נכלל במלכות הראש. והיות שהעליון עושה זיווגים עבור התחתון, וזהו לפי הרשימות של התחתון, לכן גם כאן המלכות הראש עושה זיווג עבור התחתון. אולם היות ובחינה אחרונה נאבדה, לכן הזיווג הוא על בחינה ג' דאביות, ויצאה קומת האור המכונה עין ב' בראש דגולגולתה.
אוקיי, אין מנוס, אני צריכה להסביר על רשימות, אוקיי. בסדר. אוקיי, I'll translate that and then we'll talk about it. All right. Therefore, once the masach דגוף has equalized the form of its oviot to the masach d'rosh, it's one with it and becomes one with it as if it was one masach. And then he receives the koach of the zivug ta'ka'a as if it's a masach d'rosh and comes forth from it 10 sviot of a new level. The masach d'tabor, which is the masach mesayemet, okay, it's the aspect of the malchut which says to the light, up to here and no more, okay, stops receiving because it doesn't have any more power of hitgabut, of overcoming the pressure of the light. And if it did receive, it would be for Almanat Lekabel. And he doesn't want to do that. Remember, the whole story here is only in Kedusha. Okay? And that's the most important thing to remember. Okay? So the moment it's reached its maximum that it's able to receive for the sake of giving, it says, that's it, stop. Okay? And this masach, this aspect of a masach, which says stop, is called either the masach de guf, or the masach ha-mesayemet, or the masach de tabor, or the malchut de tabor. Any of those are three synonyms, okay? They're all the same word. And it stops because it hasn't got any more power to overcome the pressure of the light. And therefore, it goes back to its root, which is the head aspect, just as it was before it came down into the body. In other words, just as it was before it started to receive anything. And there, it's included again with the Malchut de Rosh. Now this sentence, the next sentence, a very important one. Since the higher one is only doing zivugim al manat lashpia, okay? So it's only doing for the lower one, it only gives according to the rishimot of the lower one. Okay? So this whole concept of the Rosh is only doing Kabbalah Amanat Lashpia. It's only making a relationship with the light for what it's able to give. Okay? Now, the giving is in two directions. Be'etzen. The giving is only wants to receive, because by receiving, he's giving pleasure to the Ma'atzil. Okay?
Okay.
But he's also only going to be able to receive what he's able to receive for the sake of giving. And there he honors his own Ma'atzil in a way, which is the Malchut. You've got the light and you've got the vessel. And the desire of the light is to come into the vessel. And that's the ultimate Ma'atzil, okay, because he creates the vessel. So the vessel wants to give to the Ma'atzil. But the origin of all the parts of him is the Malchut, and that's also their Ma'atzil. Okay? So he's also got to honor the desire of the Malchut. And the Malchut says, I only want to receive what I can receive for the sake of giving. I don't want to receive and be in separation. Okay? So the Rosh can only give according to what the Guf says it can receive. Now, what actually happens is that the Or Mekif has been hitting the Or Panimi and saying, you've taken 20% of the light, that's very nice, wonderful, but what about this 80%? And it doesn't fulfill the Matzvot Briya. And because of that, the Masach eventually has to say, okay, you're right, and the Masach Mizdakech, and it goes right up back to the top. Now, it goes back with two main elements, which we haven't really discussed. The first one is a reshimo of the light that it had, okay? And the light that it had was of the light of Bechina Dalet. And that reshimo is called the Bechina Dalet Dehit Labshut, okay? The Ovyot Dehit Labshut of Bechina Dalet. Okay, and that's a sort of memory of the light of the Yechida, of the light of Yechida, which actually came into the vessel. And that's called Bechina, it's called Ovyot Dehit Labshut, it's the Bechina Dalet Dehit Labshut. Okay, and the hitlapshut means the actual light which was enclosed in the vessel. All right. Now, as the masach goes back up, okay, it actually interacts with the light at every stage. Okay, so it's Rav Ashlag gives this analogy. He says you've got a person. And he's in the innermost room of the house, okay? And the balabayit, he's a guest, and he's in the innermost room of the house, and the balabayit comes along and he says to him, hey, you, go out. So the guest has to leave, okay? But in order to leave, he's got to go through room number, he's in room number four, the innermost room. He's got to go through room number three, room number two, room number one, until he's out the door, okay? He's going out, but he has to go through all those other rooms in order to get out. In a similar way, when the light, when the Masach Mistakech may bechina dalad to the Rosh, it actually does stop. It does a zivug on the way. There's a zivug on bechina gimel, a zivug on bechina bet, a zivug on bechina aleph, and a zivug on bechina shorish, and then it's out. Okay. Now, these zivugim are not considered ta'amim, they're not considered the main zivug, because they are a zivugim al manat latzeit, no al manat lekabel. They're just on the way out. They happen because the light will do a zivug at any possible opportunity. Okay? And these zivugim on the way out are actually called by the name of nukudot, and we're going to discuss what that means when we get there. All right, and they are bechina gimel, bechina bet, bechina aleph, and bechina shoresh. All the other ones on the way out.
לכן לא יוצא מהם שום פרצוף.
מה?
לכן מזיווגים האלה, בגלל שזה על מנת לצאת, אין שום, לא נוצר שום פרצוף.
לא בדיוק, אבל הם משפיעים הרבה מאוד על ההמשכיות. Okay, they're actually very important. Although you're right, no paltzuf comes from them. No direct paltzuf comes from them, but they still have a very strong influence. Okay, and what is their influence? The influence is that the masach, when it goes back, it contains within it two rishimot. It has the memory, the rishima, of the light that it once was in the paltzuf. That's called the dalad dehit lapshut. And it also takes with it Gimel Ovyut, which is the highest of the Zivugim, which happened on the way out. Now, Bechina Achona Nevedet, which he says here, the Bechina Achona, the Bechina Dalad, what has he lost here? He's lost the ability to do a Hashpa'ah on the Oviyut of Bechina Dalad. He can receive on Bechina Dalad, but if he was to receive on Bechina Dalad, it would be Almanat Lekabel. So what is he not able to do? He's not able to do Kabbalah Almanat Lashpia. Why not? Because he's already received the maximum. Maximum is maximum. You can't have maximum plus one. He's already received a maximum Sheyachol Lekabel Ukevar Kibel. Zeh, gemarnu, lo yachol lasot od pam. Lo yachol losif al zeh. Okay, אז הוא אומר, על זה אני כבר לא יכול לעשות השפעה. אז זה המשמעות שבחינה האחרונה נאבדת, כי על בחינה דלת הוא לא יכול לקבל יותר על קבלה מנת להשפיע.
What phase is this, stage is this, money? Where is he there?
But I didn't understand, sorry, I say it again, I just didn't understand the words, they didn't come through properly for some reason, they got distorted.
What I asked is, at this place, when he's lost the ability to get any more, where is he exactly in this stage? Where?
Okay.
Where is he?
Okay, so he's in like the innermost room, and the Baal HaBayit has just told him he has to leave. Okay,
it's at the beginning of the process.
Sorry?
It's at the beginning of the process?
Of leaving, yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so he's in the innermost room, and the Baal HaBayit has told him he has to go. He can no longer do Hashpa'ah on the Bechina Dalad of Ovyud. But on his way out, he does do Zivugim, which is Kabbalah Manat Lashpia, on Gimel, Bet, and Aleph, and Shoresh. It's true that they're not real Zivugim in the sense that anything comes from them directly, but he is able to do that on the way out. So he takes with him.
Ma? מה זה בזיווגים האלה? איזה השפעה הוא עושה? יש התלבשות? איך הוא יכול לקבל על מנת להשפיע אם אין, אין, אין החזרה של האור? יש החזרה של האור? יש התלבשות?
בטח, צריך להיות. זה אי אפשר לקבל בלי החזרת האור. יש, אבל זה לא על מנת להישאר, זה על מנת לצאת. הוא נכנס לעומק בעניין זה בחלק ד' בתלמוד עשר ספירות. ואני צריכה לזכור. יש, חייב, כן, 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 יש אור, אור חוזה ואור ישר וכולי, אבל זה לא טעמים, זה על מנת לצאת, זה לא על מנת להישאר. אני צריכה להסתכל שוב בתלמוד עשר ספירות שמה, כדי לענות ממש את השאלה הזאת. זה, זה, זה כן זיווגים, הזיווג זה אומר ודאי שיש, שיש אור חוזה, והאור חוזה הוא מכניס את האור, אבל, אבל זה על מנת לצאת.
אוקיי, אז קוראים לזה רשימות, רשימות, איזה סוג רשימות אמרת שקוראים לזה?
אוקיי, זה נקרא נקודות.
This is before Ein Bet or
yes, this is before Ein Bet. This is on the way back from Bechinat, from this is in the process of the Zikuch de Masach, on the process of his Dachut de Masach. This is part of the process of his Dachut de Masach. Sorry, Dalia.
So this is at the bottom when it starts going back up.
Yes, exactly. And it starts going back up, and it goes as it goes up. It goes through Bechinat Gimel, Bet, Aleph, and Zero. Okay, and does little zivugim all the way up. But they're not zivugim al manat lishaer, aval zivugim al manat letzeit.
And what is this called, this process, this one?
It's called hizdakhut ha-masach, and these are called the nukudot. These little zivugim are called the nukudot. Okay. And they do have an influence, because why? Because the masach which goes back up is included with the masach which goes up and has rishimot from them, okay, and it's according to these rishimot that the rosh does the new zivug, because the only purpose in how the rosh will do a zivug is to give to the tachton. He's not receiving for himself. The Rosh is not interested in receiving. The Rosh is interested in giving, okay? But he'll receive before the Tachton, okay? Ah, he says, oh, okay, you've got a Bechina Gimel of Ovi Yud, okay, great, no problem, I can do that, okay? And he'll do it according to the Rishimot which the Masach gives back. And since the Masach has within it now Bechina Gimel of Ovi Yud, that's the new Zivuk happens at Bechina Gimel. It's a bit tricky because it's like all the work in the Peticha and the Talmud as it's wrote. He often tells you lots of things. He often sort of tells you things before he explains them. But when we get to them, it'll, you know, we'll just be going over what we've just said. Okay? Sort of. The most important thing to remember here is that the Rosh is doing its work of, it will only act to receive for the sake of sake of giving according to what the Tachton, which the lower one is able to receive.
Like when it goes back up each stage, Bechinat Gimel Dalet, does it leave some of the light there? So by the time it gets lesser, or it continues to have the same amount of light the whole time up? Or does it leave light in each Bechinat?
I think the way to look at it is like this. Rabbi Baruch Ashlag, in his Sefer Ma'amarim, always says, don't worry about the light. He says, worry about the desire, worry about the kli. In other words, it's up to us to really consider what level of vessel we want. What do we want? And according to what we want, that light will come. And we have to ask for the right vessel, because the light will come, the Rosh, the Ma'atzil, will only give to us according to our ability to receive for the sake of giving. How much ability we want, what we want, according to what we want, that's what we'll get. So according to the desire of the vessel, that's what we'll get. If we want to vekut with God, and that's what we really want, that's what we have to put our focus on, because that's eventually what we'll attract. It's according to what the vessel wants is what the zivug of the Rosh is about. Okay, and this is like the forerunner. It's showing you how the vessel actually affects which zivug happens. Okay,
but there's no change at all. I mean, there's still enough different prenotes. There must be some kind of, the vessel is different, you're saying. The vessel becomes in each prina different, so therefore there's a nukudas goes up and up. I'm just trying to understand the shinuim po in the vessel.
If you go back to the illustration of the guest inside the fourth room of the house, okay?
Okay.
He's in the fourth room of the house, and the Baal HaBayit, as long as he's in the fourth room of the house and everything is okay, he's able to receive for the sake of giving. And then the Baal HaBayit comes along and he says to him, please leave. Okay, that's the Or Mekif is coming along and saying this situation is no good. You're not, you know, and so he leaves. But on his way out, he has to go through room number 3, room number 2, room number 1, and room number 0, and then he's out. Okay. In the same way, as the Zivug of Bechina Dalet is no longer able to function for receiving for the sake of giving because it's already done its maximum. On its way, and it says, okay, that's it, I have to go back to the head. On its way out, it does a zivug at Bechina Gimel, at Bechina Bet, at Bechina Aleph, and at Bechina Zero. Okay? Now, it takes back the Shemot of all those zivugim on its way up. But the one that counts is always the highest, the highest obvious. The truth is it takes all of those Rishimot back. It takes back Bechina Gimel with it, Bechina Bet, Bechina Aleph, and Bechina Zero. It takes all of those back with it. Okay? Now, as these were not Zivugim Amanat Lishael, so you can use them again because it didn't receive the maximum. Okay, these are like little zivugim on those bechinot. So he can do those again for this almanat lekabel almanat lashpia, because he didn't really use them. They're just on the way out, sort of thing. He didn't get the maximum. They were just little zivugim. So the Rosh says, oh, okay, so you managed bechina gimel. Okay, how about let's do a real zivug on bechina gimel? That's a good idea. So then they do a zivug on Bechina Gimel, and that's going to be the iron bit.
I get the last sentence, Rega. I missed you a second.
So
the last,
yeah.
The
so they did.
As you managed to make.
You did. You managed. It's like the Masach of the Rosh is saying to the Masach to go, okay. You did a Bechina, you managed a Zivug on Bechina Gimel. You didn't get the maximum in Bechina Gimel. Let's do a Zivug on Bechina Gimel. Okay? Mm-hmm. Which is the highest of the Bechinot which are in that Masach. The truth is there is also Bechina Bet and Bechina Aleph and Bechina Zero. They're there also. But he only uses the highest. That's the one that counts. Okay? So now he's going to do a Zivug on Bechina Gimel. So he does a zivug on Bechina Gimel. Okay? And that's going to give us Ayin Bet. Okay. Anybody, everybody lost?
Everybody's lost.
Leah, Echat. Shalom, are you lost or are you okay?
I am somewhere between lost and okay.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay then. That's brilliant. I mean, okay, I thought everybody would be completely lost, but you're okay then. All right, good. Excellent.
Listen, today everything is okay.
Absolutely. Okay, great. This is really a new topic, like the Rishimot and the Nekudot. These are new topics, these are new ideas that we've never learned before. Okay? But don't worry. The whole of the rest of the chapter and the next chapter is dealing only with this. All right? So, you know, we're going to be going over these ideas many times. All right? So don't worry about it. So let me just read again Lamatet Mashakaranu Shov as Navinoto Yoter. Lefichach, Achasha Masach de Guf, Hishvat Swatov Yutola Masach de Rosh, Hine Tekef Nichlalbov, Naseimo Ki Ilua Yumasachichad. ואז קיבל כוח לזיווג דקה כמו מסך דרוש, ויצאו עליו העשר סביבות בקומה החדשה. המסך דטבור, שהוא מסך דגוף, הפסיק לקבל משום שאין לו כוחות התגברות. לכן חוזה לשורשו שהוא הראש, כפי שהיה מצם שרד בגוף, ושם הוא נכלל במחות דרוש. והיות שעליון עושה זיווגים עבור התחתון, וזהו לפי הרשימות של התחתון, לכן גם כאן המחות דרוש עושה זיווג עבור התחתון. אולם, היות והבחינה האחרונה נעבדה, זאת אומרת בחינה ד', כבר לא יכול לעשות קבלה להשפיע על בחינה ד', לכן הזיווג הוא על בחינה ג' דעוביות, ויצא קומת האור המכונה עין ב' בראש דגלגלתה.
אולם... that's really simple.
Yes! You got it.
No, it's Tim. She spent an hour explaining it. So that's why it's simple.
Okay, that means I did my job. That's fine.
When we first read it, it was all confused. But now we understand it. Okay, good.
Okay. That's super. Okay. Omnam, yachad im zivugo ze, nitchadshu bo b'masach d'guf, ha'reshimot d'ovid d'guf shayu bo mitchila. פירוש, המסך עלה לראש מסיבת שלא קיבל כלום, היות ולא היה לו כוח התגברות. אולם כעת שכבר ישנו מסך חדש ונעשה עליו זיווג, ניכר בו ששייך לגוף, הנשור רגיל לקבל, ובאמת התחיל לקבל, ולכן אז חזר וניכר בו שינוי צורה וכו'. זאת אומרת, הוא נבדל. אוקיי. So now he says, now, together with this zivug, as renewed within it in the Masach de Guf, the Rishimot de Oviot de Guf, which it had bo, which it had in it from the beginning, at the like the beginning. It's actually not the same as the beginning, because the beginning had Bechina Dalet, and now it's got Bechina Gimel, but it's still Rishimot de Oviot. In other words, the Masach goes up to the head because it's no longer able to receive any more. It's not able to receive nothing. We know it receives a gimel, bet, aleph, whatever. But it's not able to receive any more at all on the Bechina Dalet, okay? Because it's no longer got the power of Hitgabut. However, now that it's using a new masach, okay, of a Bechina Gimel, and is now done on it as Ivuk, oh, it's no longer can be one with a Masach de Rosh because it's got Oviut. Oh, so again, it has to go down to, it begins to receive because it really is a Masach de Guf. So it starts to come down again, starts to receive again, and begin, it starts to receive. And in this way, the Masach de Guf again separates from the Masach de Rosh. Okay?
Wow, it's like a pulse. Goes back and forth, not pulsing as in beats, but as back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
It does, Shalom, and your words are more true than you realize. There's a whole section in Talmud Es Sefirot called Mati Velo Mati. I mean, it's all about that. It's all about coming back and forth like that. Oh, absolutely. It's actually pretty complex, this whole idea of this pulse. But you're right. It's true what you're saying.
Ken, exactly.
It's an integral part of creation, because creation is from the Or Pashut Ein Sofi, from the infinite undifferentiated life which contains everything. In order to create a creation, there has to be something that's not that. It has to be that and not that. And that's the pulsing that I'm talking about, that I can't find the words clearly.
No, it's true, Sean, what you're saying. And the reason why you can't find the words is because it's actually an intricate... It's actually an intricate process. Which is actually quite, it's very intricate. I don't understand at all how the Ari managed to understand this, or how Rabbi Ashlag managed to understand what the Ari was saying. it's a very intricate process of forwards and back and forwards and back, which is actually quite complex. The whole issue of Ayin Bet is actually much more complex than is brought in the Peticha. But
I'm sure it is. I have no doubt about that. But at the ultimate level, it's very the idea is simple, even though the process may be complex. Is that for there to be creation, there has to be something which is outside of the infinite. It's vibration. This is what vibration is. Vibration is exactly this. When we talk about energy and vibration.
Yes.
This is at the ultimate core of it. This is this.
It is. You're absolutely right, Shalom. I'm telling you that you're more right than you realize. The whole of Perek Hay, Chelek Hay of Talmud Es Sefirot is about this pulsing back and forth, the Mati Velo Mati. And I'm completely stuck on it. I don't understand a word. B'ezrat Hashem, we'll get there one day. All right.
That's always been, for me, that's been at the core of the understanding of Gematriot. Because it's not that Aleph is one because Aleph is the first letter. What the pictogram that we call Aleph or Echad is a pictogram that contains a specific vibration, a specific energy. And sometimes that energy manifests in what we call a letter, and sometimes the energy manifests in what we call a number. And that's why gematria is so different from a numerology, because it's the number and the letter in the pictogram are connecting to the same exact energy. So that Aleph Bet Gimel, which equals six, has an equivalence with Vav, because it's the same energies that are combining there. And those are the vibrations and energies of creation. That's how I've always understood it.
Well, the Sefer Yetzirah goes very deeply into how the letters are the building blocks of creation.
Yeah. Because if the problems with the words, if we think of building blocks like bricks, it becomes something solid. But it's not building blocks like bricks. It's specific energy vibrations, for lack of a better term in our language. And those are not solid. Those are vibrational. Those are energetic. And their ability to combine and recombine is infinite, the way the light is.
I'm beginning to understand a little bit of what you're saying, but one of the things that strikes me amazingly is this whole idea of what the vessel wants as being the most crucial thing which is going to attract the zivug. לפי אוביות of the vessel, לפי מה שהוא יכול לקבל על מנת להשפיע, כך יהיה הזיווג. ואם אנחנו מסתכלים על האותיות בצורה הזאת, האותיות הם כלים. Okay? And the אותיות are able to attract the light according to the specific כלי, according to the specific השתוקקות של כל אות ואות.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling the energy of the pictogram. Yes, it's the same, it's just different words, yes.
It's powerful. Oh my goodness me.
Oh my goodness us.
Absolutely, oh my goodness us. Okay. Leah, את רוצה להמשיך?
That's what a good chavruta is a vessel.
Of course it is. Because we work together. That was powerful, Shalom. Toda rabba. יש בזה הרבה מאוד, שזה האותיות הם כלים. כמו שלמדנו, במכתב שלמדנו, שהם הדיו השחורה, שיש בהם חיסרון האור, אבל החיסרון האור זה הרצונות, השתוקקות. אז לפי ההשתוקקות, כך יהיה האור. Right. לאה, את רוצה להמשיך?
כן.
יופי.
וכיוון שהקומה החדשה היא כולה תולדה של המסך את הגוף של פרצוף הקודם, על כן נחשבת כבן אליו וכו'. הנקודה היא שפרצוף עין ב' לא נולד ממסך דה ראש דה גולגולטה, אלא ממסך דה גוף. ולכאורה קשה, הלא הזיווג אל בחינה ג' נעשה בראש דה גולגולטה. בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות חלק ג' תשובה רשיות מבאר עניין זה. בזמן שהמסך דה גוף, שהוא מסך דה בחינה ד' עלה לפה דה ראש, הוא נכלל באביות דה ראש המכונה אביות שממטה למעלה. אבל מדובר על אביות דה בחינה ג' ולא על אביות דה בחינה ד'. משום שמבחינת בחינה ד' הוא מסך דה גוף. אבל מבחינת בחינה ג' עדיין לא נבחן למסך דה גוף, היות ועדיין לא שימש אף פעם עם בחינה ג', אם כן הוא נכלל מהוויות שממטה למעלה, פירוש הדבר שהוא בעצמו יכול להמשיך את האור ולעשות מסך וזיווג והקרב. Want me to continue?
כן.
ויש להבחין כאן בית בחינות. א', עצם המסך הזה הוא מסך דה גוף כנל, והוא עלה למסך שבראש ודורש ממנו מילוי, לכן המסך דראש דגולגולטה עשה זיווג על בחינה ג' וכשהוכר עצם המסך שעלה, שהוא מבחינת אביות שממעלה למטה, ירד בחזרה לגוף, אולם לא לטבור שהוא בחינה ד' אלא לחזה שהוא בחינה ג', היות וכעת אין לו יותר מבחינה ג', מבחינה זו ענן נקראת בן ותולדה, אלא נקראת עין בית הפנימי. היינו עין בית המתפשט בפנימיות הכלים הריקנים של פרצוף גולגולטה, ונחשב כגוף דה גולגולטה, משום שהתפשט מהזיווג שנעשה בראש דה גולגולטה.
תמשיכי.
בית התקללות. לאחר שהמסך דה גוף ירד לחזה, מתעוררת ההתקללות שנכללה מהוויות שממטה למעלה, בעת היותו למעלה במלכות דראש. נמצא, מבחינת עין בית הפנימי הוא מסך המסיים להתפשטות שיצא מזיווג על בחינה ג' שהיה בפה דראש דגולגולטה. ברם, מבחינת ההתקללות הוא מסך המזדבק, ולכן המשיך את האור שוב על בחינה ג' ועשה זיווג דעקה, ומחזה עד הפה דגולגולתא, יוצא ראש העין בית החיצון ממטה למעלה. ומחזה דגולגולתא שהוא כעת הפה דעין בית, עד הטבור דגולגולתא מתפשט הגוף דעין בית החיצון ממעלה למטה. שבוע הבא נראה לי, זה קשה, אה?
לא, לא, זה בסדר. זה שאומר?
זה שאמר, כי אפילו הראש של הקומה החדשה נבחן כלפי העליון כגופו בלבד. כנ"ל, שהראש דעין בית מתפשט ממטה למעלה מחזה עד הפה דגולגולתא, להיותו נמשך ממסך דגוף שלו, ולפיכך שינוי הצורה הזה מבדיל אותם לבית גופים נבדלים. היינו, עין בית הפנימי המתפשט בכלים דגולגולתא, ועין בית החיצון המלביש עליו מבחוץ, שאפילו ראשו יצא במקום הגוף דגולגולתא. סיכום.
אוקיי, סיכום, כן.
השאלה הייתה, מדוע עין בית נקרא בן ותולדה? הלא, הוא מתפשט ממסך דראש דוגמת הגוף דגולגולתא. והתשובה היא שהוא יוצא ממסך דגוף שעלה לראש ונכלל שם מאביות שממטה למעלה. ולאחר שהתפשט עין בית הפנימי מהזיווג שנעשה בראש דגולגולתא, התעוררה ההתכללות במסך דגוף הזה ושוב יצא ראש וגוף. הבחנה נוספת, עין בית הפנימי התפשט מראש דגולגולתא, שהוא בחינה ד' לתוך הכלים הריקנים דבחינה ד', אולם לעין בית החיצון אין שום קשר עם בחינה ד'. וואו, קשה.
לא, זה לא קשה, זה בסדר גמור. אוקיי?
זה נצטה לצפה דרך טבריה בשבוע שעבר.
כן, נכון, זה הכל. זה המצב בעיניים בטבריה, זה הכל. אוקיי? All right then. So, וכיוון, and since that the קומה החדשה is a completely a consequence of the מסך דגוף of the פרצוף הקודם, it's considered like a son to it, etc. The point is that the פרצוף of עין בית doesn't come forth from the Masach de Rosh of Galgalta, but actually from the Masach de Guf. And this seems to be a bit difficult question. Surely the Zivug on the Bechina Gimel actually happens in the Rosh of Galgalta. Okay. In the book of Talmud Es Sefirot, Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Reish Yud, he explains this issue. When the Masach de Guf, which is the Masach of Bechina Daled, goes back up to the Rosh, to the Peh de Rosh. Except it's no longer the Masach, it's not using Bechina Daled anymore. It means when the Masach of the first Ta'amim first goes back up. Okay? It joins together with the Oviut de Rosh. Why is that? Because on its way up, it's gradually left off. It's using less and less and less and less Oviut. Okay? Until it's out of Oviut completely. And the only Oviut it's got left is Mimata Lamala. It's like Or Chozer. It's all it's got. Okay? So it can join with the Masach de Rosh. Because the Masach de Rosh also only uses Or Chozer. Mimata Lamala. Okay, so because they're both now using only Or Chozer, Mimata Lamala, no problem. So it's now become one with the Masach de Rosh. Okay? And this is called the Oviot Mimata Lamala, can only give back the light. All right? Now, it's but the Oviot, which to the extent that it's got any Oviot at all, the only memory it's got left now is Bechina Gimel and not Bechina Dalad, because it cannot give at the level of Bechina Dalad anymore. It tried that. It's done that. It's done the maximum. It can't do any more Bechina Dalet. So he says, okay, give me Bechina Gimel, and I can do that Kabbalah Almanat Lashpia. Okay, Hashpa'ah. I can give back the light at the level of Bechina Gimel, not Bechina Dalet. okay? And that because he's able only to give back at that point, he's now included with the Rosh, okay? Mimata Lamala. Now, what does this mean? The consequence of all this is that the Masach Duguf itself is now able to draw light to it and to do a Masach and Zivug to Haka'ah. Well, that's something new. In the first Ta'amim, we didn't have that. We had the Masach de Rosh did the Zivug, and the Masach HaMasayim, it did the stopping. Now, we've got a Masach de Guf, which itself can do a Zivug. Well, that's very interesting. Okay, can't do Bechina Dalet, but it can do Bechina Gimel. That's very nice. Okay? So it's actually using, the Masach de Guf is now joined with the Masach de Rosh and is able to do a Zivug. Okay? Mimata Lamala. So what does he do? Wait a minute, I've just lost my place. Okay, now he says, now we need to distinguish within it two aspects. First of all, etzem. What is the essence of this masach? This masach is actually a masach de guf. And it goes up to the masach de rosh and demands from it miloi. Therefore, the masach de rosh of Galgalta does a zivug on Bechina Gimel. All right? Because that's the Bechina of Rishimot that's gone up there. When they actually start to receive the light, first it gives back the light, then the receiving starts to happen, then the actual essence of this masach begins to be clear. It's not really a masach de pair. It really is a masach de goof. It was just using the ability of the masach de pair before, okay? And now it's really recognized what its etzem is, what its being is, that it's an ovyut of mimala lamata, okay? That it's actually able to receive. And because it starts to receive, it goes down again into the guf. But it doesn't go down as far as the tabor, like it did when it had Bechina Dalet. It only goes down as far as the chazer, which is Bechina Gimel, because he's only using now an ovyut of Bechina Gimel. Now, where is this happening? It's happening in Galgalta. There isn't any other vessels so far. It's happening in Galgalta. It's using the empty vessels of Galgalta. All right? So if we were to go to our picture, which is opposite Samach something. Samach. Where is it? Yes, Samach. The one opposite Samach Bet. Yeah, you can actually see this in a picture. All right, the Masach de Guf, which is at the level of Bechina Dalet. If you put your finger at the bottom of Bechina Dalet, on Galgalta, on the bottom of the first column. Okay, it's now gone up through Bechina Gimel, Bechina Bet, Bechina Aleph, Bechina Zero, and is joined with the Masach de Pe. Okay, now it's doing a new zivug. All right, in Galgalta, using the Rosh of Galgalta, but it's only using the Ovyut of Bechina Gimel, not of Bechina Bet, not of Bechina Dalet, sorry, only Bechina Gimel. So it does a little bit, and then it comes down and lands at the Chazer, and that's where it stops. It's like the Tabor is moved up to the Chazer now, because it's only using Bechina Gimel. All right? And that's called the Ein Bet HaPnimi. But this Masach de Guf, which has now landed at the Chazer, has still got the ability to do a Zivug. It acquired that when it was at the Pair, and now it's still got it. It says, oh, yippee, I can do a Zivug right here and now. And it does a Zivug at the level of the Chazer. Okay? And that forms, it's the second Zivug, which forms the Ayin Bet HaChitzoni. Okay, and that is only on Bechina Gimel, and has nothing to do with Bechina Dalet, all right? And that forms the Ayin Bet HaChitzoni, which is the Zivug, which is made on the Ayin Beit HaPnimi, where the Chazer starts to act like the Peir D'Rosh, the new Peir D'Rosh. Okay, the Masach D'Guf of Ein Beit HaPnimi acts like the Peir D'Rosh of a new Zivug of Ein Beit HaChitzoni. And that's how you get an Ein Beit HaChitzoni.
The Ein Beit HaPnimi is a Dain in Golgotha?
Ein Beit HaPnimi is, sorry, Dalia, I'm difficult catching your telephone today. Ein Beit HaPnimi is what?
Ein Beit HaPnimi is a Dain Bechazer Shal Golgotha?
Yes, yes. The Ein Beit HaPnimi is, the Rosh of it is in the Rosh of Golgotha, and the body of it is up to the Chazer of Golgotha. Yes, that's the Ein Beit HaPnimi.
And then it only manifests in Pei, Ein Beit, of the new.
סליחה, לאה?
לא, דליה, תמשיכי, אני...
No, so it first has to make a Pnimi, the Zivug, a Pnimi, and then it goes down from Pei to Golgotha Chazer, and then it sort of transforms over to the Pei, the Chitzoni, and then it forms a new Partsuf at that point.
Yeah, you've basically got it. What happens is that the Masach D'Guf of Golgotha goes up to the Pei, okay, of Golgotha, but in this time it can only use, because it's got Oviyot of Bechina Gimel, not Bechina Dalet, it only uses, Bechina, only does a Zivug of Bechina Gimel, okay?
Yeah.
And they join together, the two Masachim, the Masach of the Pei and the Masach of, the Masach HaMizdaveget and the Masach HaMesayemet join together and do a joint Zivug. And that brings forth a level of light of Ein Beit, and that's in the Rosh of Golgotha, which comes into the body of Golgotha, and as it comes into the body, the Masach D'Guf starts to separate again from the Masach de Rosh, okay, and it separates because it's now receiving, so it becomes a change of form again from the Masach de Rosh. But it doesn't go down as far as it did before. It doesn't go down back to Tabor. Tabor is Bechina Dalet. It goes down to the Chazer, which is Bechina Gimel. Okay? And says, great, you know, wow, wonderful. I've got a Zivug of Ein Beit. Terrific. Of Bechina Gimel. That's also good. Okay? And now something new happens. Because the Masach D'Guf acquired an ability of doing a Zivug, of relating to the light itself, okay, it can now do that, even though it's a Masach D'Guf, and even though it's at the Chazer, it acts now again as if it's a Masach D'Rosh, and it does a Zivug Milamata Lamala, okay, and it's on that Zivug which actually forms the Ein Beit HaChitzoni. Okay.
למה לא קורה כאן בשלב הזה שהעין בית הפנימי יורד עד החזה? למה לא קורה כמו שקרה מקודם, סיום וחוזרים לראש וזהו?
Ein Beit HaPnimi is something very, 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 very complex. It doesn't work in the same way as the Ta'amim. Ein Beit HaPnimi, because what's happening is you've got Hithalfut Orot Bekelim. You see, look, when you've got Bechinat Dalad, okay, and you've got the Erech Hafuch Bein Orot Bekelim, but when you've got Bechinat Dalad, you end up with all the Orot and all the Kelim in the right places. You have a Yechida in Keter, you have Chaya in Chochma, you have Neshama in Bina, you have Ruach in Tiferet, and you have Nefesh in Malchut, and everything's in the right place. All right? But when you're only using Bechina Gimel, there's going to be a problem. And the problem is that the Koma can only reach up to Order Chochma, Order Chaya. Okay? It's not going to be able to reach Yechida any longer. And what happens is that Malchut no longer receives anything, and what receives Nefesh is Yesod, is Tiferet. Let me think. Nefesh goes into Tiferet. Ruach goes into Bina. Neshama goes into Chochma, and Chaya goes into Keter. Okay, so you've now got what's called a hitchalfut of the Orot Bekelim, which means that the Kelim are not really like it. It's not like Ta'amim, the first Ta'amim, because in the first Ta'amim, you've got what's called the bitul of the kli. When the or and the kli come together and they're completely to'em echad l'sheni, then the kli mit batel la'or, and you don't recognize the kli as being there. Only when the light leaves the kli do you get heker kli. But that's not the case with ayin bet ha'pnimi. With ayin bet ha'pnimi, you've got the kelim of galgalta, but they're not satisfied, because each of the kelim that's there is not filling the right spot anyhow. It's like supposing you had a beloved dog that you loved dearly, okay? And you really loved this dog and the dog died. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry, you've lost your dog. I'll give you something in replacement. And I come and I give you a plant, a natzitz. Okay, well, it's very nice of me to give you a natzitz. It's very nice, but it's not the same. And your longing for a dog is not really, nilkach. It's not really assuaged by the fact that I've given you a plant. You still long for the dog. It's not the same. Okay? So it's the same thing here. These lights, these vessels had great lights in them. They had yichida. They had each light was precisely to aim to the vessel it had. And now it's got lights back in it. It's true, but it's not the same. And this is because of the Ridaba, but Orot. And none of the Orot are in the right place any longer. So Ayin Bet HaPnimi doesn't nullify the vessels.
As Ayin Bet HaPnimi, the Masach shelo ole b'chazara lapeh,
לא לפה. הפה זה המלכות.
הזיווג נעשה בחזה?
הזיווג עושה, כן, הזיווג נעשה בחזה. יש זיווג בחזה. בגלל שהוא יכול להיות כמו פה. כמו פה, הוא יכול להיות. שם הוא עושה את הזיווג. בחזה. Okay, I mean it's the Pticha takes you through the work of the Ari very quickly.
Okay.
So the fact that we don't understand every detail is also okay.
Huh?
Shalom.
שבת שלום מקובן, תודה.
תודה רבה ומזל טוב שלום.
מזל טוב
תודה,
שלום.
תודה, תודה, תודה.
גם בברכה, בשמחה, יחד.
תודה.
שבת שלום.
שבת שלום, ידידה.
שבת שלום. שבת שלום.
ביי, דליה, שבת שלום.
Shalom?
Yeah, I don't know how to disconnect them on my telephone.
Oh, that's all right. I just wanted to say to you, enjoy your Shabbat Hatan. Thank you for the invitation. I saw it on the email. Yes. I won't be able to come. I'm sorry.
I understand.
It's not that. I'm actually going to be at my nephew's Shabbat Hatan in Jerusalem.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I the honest truth is, it's not something I'm really, you know, it's something I feel I need to be there.
It's
something I feel that it's a place I can give.
Right.
I think my sister really needs my support. And they were very, very good to me when I was ill.
It's fine. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're always with me anyway.
Huh?
Listen, you're always with me anyway.
I know, I am.
So that's, you know. Anyway, I have to get off because I have to get up to my next chevruta.
Absolutely. Excellent. Very good. Okay. So enjoy.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.